everybody knows the score. And when your love's in waste, leaves a bitter taste, keep coming back for more. Sing! Remind me what we're here for. So that's what it's come to this for. Remind me what we're here for. So that's what it's come to this for. This war. This war. This war. This war. This war. This war. When the sun beats down on the cold, cold ground. When the sun beats down on the cold, cold ground. Sing! Remind me what we're here for. So that's what it's come to this for. Remind me what we're here for.
And that was Men Without Hats with This War. For more information on the band, you can visit them on their website, menwithouthats.com. And welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be speaking with the bass player from the Black Fires, Ryan. And I'm very fortunate because we emailed each other and they gave me 4 unreleased songs. So I'm pretty much debuting a lot of their music, so I'm very excited. But before we get into that, how about this? We play Love Like Hate. Now, their debut EP, Rabbit Hole, is available now. Here is their single, 21. For more information on the band, visit them on their website, lovelikehate.com.au.
These conversations in my head, nothing ever comes out wrong. Timing is always on. When I'm near you, nothing comes. I drift away and think of things to say.
Lions and the Blackfires. I'll be talking with Turtle in a bit, but first, here's our song, Gambit. We'll be right back.
And that was the song Gambit by The Black Fires, which you could find on their website, theblackfires.com. And with me is the bass player, Ryan. What's up, man?
Hey, Turtle. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. You know, it's still the summer, so being cooped up in a studio, it kind of lends itself to being hot. You know, because it's real hard when you're in the studio and recording it during the summer to have the air conditioning on, because that just kind of bleeds into the microphones, you know?
Yeah, we were actually just recording out in Long Island. We're based out of New York, but we did some of our recording out in Syosset. And the guy who we were recording with didn't have the air conditioning in his basement where we were doing the majority of our tracking. And it crashed the computers a few times. It was actually so hot. Pretty brutal.
You know, it's real weird because the heat can be very persuasive while you're in the studio, because you really want to, you know, not necessarily hurry it up because you still want to get it down. But at the same time, you are kind of under the gun because you do want to get out of that hot studio. When you guys recorded these tracks, was that kind of the mentality?
No, I mean, we were really just focused on getting the best possible take that we could. It does come down to a time thing. This is like our EP debut, so we do want it out there fast, but we also, you know, that's a bridge between wanting perfection and also you just need something for people to hear, you know?
We just heard the song Gambit, by the way, and I want to know if that song is about the X-Men Gambit.
No. It's actually about, I do love the X-Men, but that's actually about, it's an opening move in chess. I think it's to do with the queen and the pawn switching spots. So the whole song is sort of about chess mythology. The group is sort of, we're fascinated by folklore and symbols and arcane and pirates and just like all that cool things. But chess and like the whole aesthetic of it, the bishop, the rook, that sort of like huge battle taking place on these tiny little grids, was really fascinating to us. So, and yeah, it's still about getting a queen, getting a lady at the end, you know.
I'm right now playing chess, and I still suck at it because I don't look at a chessboard and memorize moves or strategies. I'm still in the notion of, okay, I'm just going to play and play what I feel. And I lose a lot of the time because of that, but I still think that it's kind of more of a pure way of playing chess, you know, and not thinking about it in a textbook form. Do you take that approach?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the best chess player. I think like you, I just sort of play like, well, that seems like that would work, and I don't think 5-6 moves ahead. But yeah, I think improvisation is pretty key. We love to improv in the band too. And that sort of fits with the theme.
Also, you mentioned earlier that you guys like pirates, and your sound has been kind of described as pirate rock. Is that a correct assessment?
Yeah, I mean, we just love it. It's not pirates like the Pirates of the Caribbean sense. I mean, pirates were the actual pirates, you know, like Blackbeard. They were sort of feared, and they were brutal and savage, but also free and wild. And, like, living in New York City, man, that's something that people have, like, a desire for that. You know, this is the spearhead of that Occupy Wall Street movement and all that. People are starting to get to that point where they want to just take things again, you know. They're tired of working for it and waiting for it, and it's time to just jump on it. And I think that's a movement we're trying to capture, man. There's a lot of unrest, and a good, solid rock group with their head in the right place and their mythology in the right place is important.
What I like about you guys, too, is that you guys are from basically all corners of the world. You guys are from Moscow, Beirut, Israel, and Leeds, and of course, New York. And what's interesting is that all you guys came up with this kind of assessment of your band. And all of you guys had the same ideas, even though you guys are all from, you know, all parts of the country.
Yeah, we're from all over the world, and it's unique. The way that we came together was just random. And I don't want to say fate, because not everyone in the group sort of agrees with that concept, but we all have our own interpretations of why we came together. But the bottom line is that we are, and it's been beautiful. Less than a year, and we've already sold out the Gramercy Theater, which is a big 600-plus person venue here in New York. We've done that twice now. We're traveling, starting to tour. We played Philly. We're playing Boston. It's really taking up in a short amount of time. So, yeah, if it's not destiny that we're from all corners of the globe and also are this successful in such a short period of time, I don't know. Seems strange.
Well, it doesn't seem strange to me when you listen to your music and how rocking it is. It really seems that that's gonna that people are gonna gravitate towards that. People really like that, you know, classic rock sound that you guys seem to have in your music, as far as like underlining, you know.
Thank you, and I really appreciate that. Yeah, it's people touch on, I think, the lack of, a lot of people are really ironic these days with, like, especially with rock music. We have bands like The Darkness or Steel Panther. Where just essentially they're fake, and it's people, you know, people like it, it's funny, whatever, but I don't know, I remember when I was a kid, Guns N' Roses and Led Zeppelin, like, they weren't fucking jokes. Oh, sorry, they weren't jokes. And yeah, I think people miss that, and so that's part of the reason why we've gotten some traction, is that authenticity. There's no detachment from it.
Well, let's get some more authenticity from you guys as we're going to play some more of your music. Here is Grapeshot, and we're going to have more with my guest. All that coming up next, right here on the playlist.
Bad.
if you guys like what you're listening to, please visit us at theblackfires.com. We'll be right back.
And you just heard Just a Thrill. And still with me on the phone is the bass player, Ryan. And real quick, bass players are very key. You know, people always underestimate the bass player, but the bass player is essential. And then to me, it's the bass player, then the drummer, then the guitarist, then the vocals. Tell me about your ideology in this band and how you are helping them to progress as a bass player.
Well, first of all, thank you for the compliment. That's actually very rare that you hear that. Bass player first, but I appreciate it. And I think bass player role is important. Everyone in the band does contribute quite a bit. I think at this point everyone has a song that we have in a rotation. I take a heavy part in writing lyrics. Our guitarist Chris Dowd does a lot of the web design work. Everyone sort of picks up the slack somewhere. And that includes songwriting. So everyone has their fingers in some song for sure. As a bass player, my roles are pretty much locked in with the drums. And we have twin guitar solos, I'm sure you've heard by this point, where they just go off on their own, do their own thing, and it's great, but they need a rhythm to fall back onto, and that's the drummer and I try and keep.
As the bass player, I find that they have the most rhythm as far as going out and dancing. Do you dance a lot?
I will dance if there's a lady in the crowd on Trino Track. Sure, I'll swing my hips a little bit. but it's less dancey, I think, and more, there's a lot of headbanging going on from my end. I like to jump around.
Oh, so you're one of those guys, huh? That's cool.
Yeah, I think they're fun to watch. I always like watching, Flea and all those guys when I was a kid, and the better to me.
I noticed that the ladies like to throw undergarments on stage. Is that still happening?
I haven't heard yet. I hope soon. I really do. But people seem to enjoy our after parties. Last time we played at, I think it was Arlene's Grocery, which is sort of an iconic venue in New York. Not a huge place, but we had an after party. It was pretty epic. We had, I think, around 25 to 30 Russian women just sort of milling about outside of our apartment. It's like getting into a club afterwards. It's pretty fantastic.
I need a party with you guys immediately. When are you guys coming?
You definitely should. You'd love it.
Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And again, thank you so much, too, for letting me air all these songs.
Of course.
Kind of before they come out, that it's a real rarity that a lot of bands that I talk to that don't have, their album out yet, let me showcase a ton of songs. Usually it's just one song, but how'd you guys come to this decision of doing this?
You were kind enough to offer us an interview. I know you knew, you sort of heard of us through Fifth Nation, they're buddies of ours in Brooklyn. We just appreciate the opportunity. And I think that even though these aren't, like I said, these tracks are still being worked on. They're not done. But I think when they're far enough along that people can hear what they're going to be and hopefully get excited about it. And again, if they like it, they can check out the website. And that's the Blackfires, BlackFires.com.
Yeah, and you might as well check out Fifth Nation. And I'll put a link to them because, like you said, they were the ones that introduced me to you guys. And how are they? I haven't talked to them in a while.
I'm not sure exactly what they're working on right now. I know that they were going to go to Philly, but something happened. Their van broke down or something. But they're doing great, man. They really live the dream. Like, they're rocking it in their van. They're, like, madly in love. They write great music. They have a great time on stage, man. They're just an inspiration.
Totally. I'm gonna have to talk to them soon. So thank you again, Ryan. Like I always said, for coming on. And we are going to leave you now with the song Live Wire Babies. And for more information on the band, check them out on their website, TheBlackFires.com. Lost you. Hey, what's up? It's your most lovable turtle here at Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or you want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me, turtle@entertheshell.com. That simple. And since you're already there in the interwebs, you might as well log on to enterthesshell.com and download our podcasts and read our blogs.